Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
I would like today to look at a few words written by our Father among the Saints, Hilary of Poitiers, one of the great theologian saints of the 4th century, who gave voice to some of the most important theological discussions of his day. And indeed his articulation of the faith of the Church resounds even in our day for its clarity, for its definitive tone. And in that period of the 4th century, particularly the early 4th century, when the Council of Nicaea and the whole dispute with Arius and the heresies of the day were rife, the clarity of St. Hilary's doctrine was able to point its way through that darkness, through that cloud of error, and reveal in a dramatic way the truth maintained by the faithful. In particular today, I would like to look at a few sections from the 4th chapter of his 7th book on the Holy Trinity. St. Hilary writes the following: "Amidst the clash of mutually destructive errors, the Church stands revealed not only by her own teaching, but by that of her rivals. The Church, ordained by the Lord and established by his apostles, is one for all. But the frantic folly of discordant sects has severed them from her. And it is obvious that these dissensions concerning the faith result from a distorted mind, which twists the words of Scripture into conformity with its opinion, instead of adjusting that opinion to the words of Holy Scripture." I raise this particular quotation because we live in the world, as is so obvious to everyone in it, that is deeply fractured at every level, political, societal, moral, governmental, and indeed religiously as much as anywhere else. And within this world, Orthodoxy proclaims that there is one Church that remains steadfast and strong, by which the world, for all of its fracturing, for all of its division and dissension, by which this world is still able to see that one abiding and unchanging truth. And yet St. Hilary articulates the truth of this Church in a way that should open our eyes to how truth is to be proclaimed in every generation, most especially our own. And let us never think that we are facing more error or more schism or more heresy today than has been faced in the past. St. Hilary lived at a time when the Church, at least in its human dimension, was being ripped apart, communities divided against themselves over doctrinal interpretations and the like. It was an era in which dissension and schism and heresy were particularly rife, particularly violent in many places. And in the midst of all this, St. Hilary is able to articulate an important truth, that in amidst the clash, as he calls it, of mutually destructive errors, the Church stands revealed. And he points out, and this is important, that she stands revealed not only by her own teaching, but by that of her rivals. The truth of the Church becomes evident in the world not only because what she says is true and right and unchanging and eternal, but because that which is said by her rivals, by those groups which, in St. Hilary's words, a mutually destructive manner, are tearing themselves apart, offering false truths and false ideas, in and amidst that clash, error becomes evident, and the truth that the Church proclaims is highlighted further still. Of course, as St. Hilary is writing this, he is thinking of the great disputes with Arius and with the followers of Arius and those that were subsequently labeled with the title of Arian and Arianism. He is thinking of a very concrete set of dissensions and schisms and mutually destructive errors. But his comments are equally applicable to the situation of the church in every generation, and that includes our own, where there is so much division. Christianity pretends to be one, and yet is the most divided set of religions on the planet. Well over 20,000 different sects of Protestantism alone in the United States. Division after division after division emerges, divides again, collapses, comes about a second time. In and amidst this clash of mutually destructive errors, the truth of the Church is made known, not only because we stand as we have always stood, proclaiming the truth, that which the apostles have given to humankind through the grace of Christ, but because the errors themselves show forth their falsehood and clarify the truth of the Church's teaching. How is that truth manifest through the errors of others? It is manifest most specifically, St. Hilary says, when we see groups or individuals or ideologies influenced not by a desire to conform their heart to the teaching of the Scriptures, of the Church of Christ, but to conform those teachings to the desires of the age. This is, after all, what the word secular means, saeculum in Latin, meaning an age or a generation, conforming divine truths to the thoughts and the wills and the beliefs of the age, rather than conforming the beliefs of the world, the practices of the people, to the will of God, manifest in the Church's Scriptures and in all her heritage and teaching. St. Hilary goes on to say, the Church, by the light of her doctrine, will so enlighten the world's vain wisdom that even though it accept not the mystery of the faith, it will recognize that in our conflict with heretics, we and not they represent truly that mystery. For it is obvious that these dissensions concerning the faith result from a twisting of the mind, which distorts the words of Scripture into conformity with its opinion, instead of adjusting that opinion to the words of Holy Scripture. There is a twisting of the mind that goes on in our generation, just as it did in the era of St. Hilary. It is so much easier to conform divine truth to ourselves than to force our own hearts to be changed and to conform to the will of God. It is easier. It demands far less of us, far less sacrifice, far less obedience, far less humility, far less struggle and self-denial. And this is why it is such a pervasive temptation in every age. It is why in the world today so many who seek to live the Christian life end up conforming that life to what they are already living, to what they seek and desire in worldly terms. And this, says St. Hilary, is evident when we look at the true witness of the Scriptures, of the Church, of Christian life. When we see their clear message, and when we hold that clarity, that eternity, that unchanging reality against the fluid, flexible, constant distortions of worldly opinion, that very dichotomy shows forth the truth of the Church. In a sense, St. Hilary is telling his compatriots in the 4th century, as well as us who live in the 21st, that we ought not be afraid of the swelling of so many errors, of this great clash of heresy that we see all around us. We ought not fear it, for ultimately its error reveals the truth of the Church even more. We ought not be afraid of it, yet in light of it we must stand all the more resolutely, peacefully grounded in the truth of Christ, resolutely standing for what is true and what is holy, for the full life of the mystery of God. It is hard in this world to do so. It is hard in our society to stand for the truth, when we are told from every corner that truth is whatever anyone wants it to be. When we who do not believe this, when we who know that truth is something beyond our own self-definition, proclaim this into the world, it is an act of immense unpopularity, of ridicule and scorn. Even saying the word heretic, heresy, is now taken in our society to be insulting, brash, unkind. And yet, identification of wrong, if it is done in humility, not out of pride or arrogance or triumphalism, but out of humility, is a pastoral act of love. A doctor does not say to the patient, "You are fine, there is nothing wrong," because he is afraid of offending him or her by identifying his sickness. But by identifying the sickness, is able to offer a way out of it, a healing of it. And it is for this reason that the church identifies heresy as heresy, a cutting away of the truth, a turning away from that which is able to give a fullness of life. And in and amidst this world filled with so many errors and heresies and apostasies, rich with so much blasphemy against all that is sacred, the church will stand fast. She will reveal that which is the truth. And then the decision that is to be faced is always whether we will attempt to conform that truth to ourselves, or ourselves be conformed to that higher life that God calls us all toward. But let us never lose heart when we see the error around us, for as Saint Hilary reminds us, even in that error, by its very finitude, by its very flaw and falsehood, God is revealed, the truth of the Church is shown forth into the world, and it is this truth which has the power to save it.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.